Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Eden Assignment. That's right, I have changed the name of my show from Master of Inspiration to the Eden Assignment, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, I feel like I am on an assignment to try to make a difference in the world with my ability to communicate, whether it's writing or speaking or teaching, and that entails me going a little deeper than inspiration. A lot of people doing inspiration now. Master Karen actually wants to go deeper into spiritual aspects and try to offer up some really deep answers to some really deep problems. So that's my goal. So as we move toward a new year, I am going to be doing assignments, whether it's with me or with a guest. And I'm truly honored that you're joining me, and the response has just been tremendous. And I want to thank you so much, and say God bless you and God bless all of our work assignments, no matter who you are. So anyway, let me tell you a story, because today's topic is actually on resilience. And for years now, as a martial artist, I've been asked this question, and I've had the hardest time answering it. And mainly it comes from people who don't train in martial arts. So if you're not a martial artist and you're tuning in tonight, maybe you can understand why someone would ask this. And that question is, why would a girl want to study martial arts? Why does she want to get into a ring and fight? And, you know, if you think about it, that's kind of a tough question to answer. And for years, I've had a hard time answering it, off and on for almost 28 years now. So something happened in my training while I was competing that I feel could pretty much sum up my entire martial arts career as to why I have loved it and am someone who endorses it. And let me tell you about that story. Back in the 1990s, I was competing in a national tournament in New Orleans. And I was a brand new black belt, a first degree black belt. And all night long, people kept telling me, oh, wait till you see who you're going to have to fight tomorrow. So finally, the next day came and I was getting ready to compete. And you have to understand something. Even back in the 90s, not many women competed. So, you know, where you had men's divisions broken down into weight, age, and rank, for women fighting, it was kind of like, y'all go over there in the corner and figure it out. It just it wasn't broken down that well. Like I said, there weren't many female competitors. So anyway, I was competing in the black belt division for women. Man, the girl I had to fight, guys, I'm not kidding. She had to be like well over 6 feet tall. She's big. I mean, she wasn't like out of shape big. She was just big, like a muscular man big. And that was the day I had to fight my giant. That was my Goliath. So anyway, I'm in there and I'm fighting with her, and then finally the match goes into sudden death. And this is for the grand championship. And she then does a move. She kicks me so hard in the stomach that I went flying out of the ring and I couldn't breathe. Now, keep in mind, guys, my opponent was on that TV show American Gladiators back in the 90s. It was a popular show, and she kicked everybody's butt on that show. She won, just to give me an idea of what was in the ring with me that day. So anyway, I'm down on my knees, man. I'm just trying. I've got my head dropped. I'm trying to catch my breath. And, of course, she got penalized for that, because you can't fight that hard in that type of competition. And all of a sudden, I hear my karate instructor's voice in my ear. And, ladies and gentlemen, he says two words to me that have defined my entire love of the martial arts for the last 28 years and have set the change and how I deal with life. Two words. Those two words he said in my ear were, get up. Get up. I tell you what. You know, when you see a girly girl down there on the floor and everything that can't breathe, most people would have the tendency to come up and go, oh, are you okay? You know, but he didn't. He told me to get up. You can do this, Karen, get up. And I did. I caught my breath. I got back up. I went in the ring, and I finished that fight. Now, the fight in overtime, she won by 1 point, and she won the grand championship. But you know what? Dude, I didn't care. I was so glad that I went in and I finished what I set out to do, and nobody had to call 911. I was so happy that I wasn't taken out on a stretcher. So anyway, it's okay I didn't go home with the trophy that day, but I went home with an incredible, and I mean valuable, lesson. And that lesson is, when you think that you can't go any further, you need to get up and you need to go further, because you can do it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is my answer to the question, why a girl studies martial arts and wants to get in the ring. Okay. Bear with me today, because I'm battling some sort of congestion thing. I might cough a little bit, but we're going to get through this. So, resilience. I have always said the greatest tool you can have as someone who's successful is to be resilient. Because when you have dreams and when you have desires, there's always going to be challenges to try to get you to not achieve those dreams. And you've got to be able to pick yourself up and get back in the ring and go at it again. Doesn't matter how many times you get knocked down, you get back up and come back for more, just like that country song. You always come back for more. I want to share with you a couple stories of resilience. I have a DAR sister, and actually DAR stands for Daughters of the American Revolution. She's older. She's 90. And her name is Eleanor, and I recently interviewed her. And I was asking her about the most difficult point in her life. And she said when she was, I guess, in her late 20s, early 30s, her husband had left, and she had two small children. And she had to then take over and support her children. Back at a time, back in the 40s and 50s, when A, not too many women got divorced, and B, not too many women were in the workforce that could hold down a really, really good living. So she got a job, and then she went to apply for a loan to get a house loan. They actually turned her down. They told her the reason why she could not get a loan to buy a house is because she was still of childbearing years. That's right. True story. Think about it. They were afraid that because she could still have kids, she would get pregnant, lose her job, and they won't get their money. That's the bottom line. That's what the lady went through back in the 40s and 50s. And I said, well, give us some advice to expend on how you get through that. Did you have to go on antidepressants and everything, all worried to death about your kids? And she's like, oh, never heard of that stuff. Did you get back in there and you fight till you get what you want? You get back in the ring, ladies and gentlemen. Right when you get the breath knocked out of you, you don't quit. She eventually got her loan. With time and going back to the well again and again and again, and they realized her character and that she was able and capable to work even if she were to get remarried and have another baby. And then she did get remarried and didn't have to do that anymore eventually. But that was her getting knocked out of the ring moment. And I have another friend, and a lot of you know him if you're in martial arts. His name is Grandmaster Jay Blanton. And for those of you who don't know, the term grandmaster means that you've been doing it a long time. And Jay Blanton has. He's been doing martial arts teaching and training for well over 40 years now. He started as a kid. And so usually once you hit about the 30-year of training rank, you're deemed a grandmaster. So I'm getting close. I'll probably never be called that by my own doing, because I don't like anything in my title that sounds remotely close to granny. So to keep that, I'll just be Master Karen. So anyway, I was interviewing Jay Blanton. Now, this is a grandmaster martial artist who was born in the 60s. And he ended up having a severe speech impediment. He had problems with his palate. And because he couldn't talk correctly, when it came time to put him in the public school system, they told his parents that he was retarded and they weren't going to take him, that he was mentally challenged, and they need to put him in a mentally challenged school. His parents were like, oh, no. Our child is not mentally challenged. He may have speech issues, but we're not going to put him in a home for mentally challenged children. So, you know, long story short, they fought to get him into the school system. As a result, back then, he was terribly bullied. And he said, Karen, I got to tell you, the biggest evil is when you're a big victim of being bullied is you're so embarrassed you don't want to tell nobody. You'd rather just keep it inside and try to deal with it. And that's the worst thing that you can do. And he said, that's the problem we're having today with bullying. The victims of bullying won't say anything because they're so embarrassed to even repeat what they're being bullied over. And I can understand that because I have a 15-year-old son. He's in the 10th grade now, but when he was in junior high school, it was horrible with the bullying. And I teach anti-bullying. And here my own son was being bullied. And in martial arts, we have a saying, you don't use your martial arts because someone is talking about you. You use it because someone is accosting you physically. I mean, it's a big rule instructors know in martial arts. And I was just at a loss of what to do because the kid was getting stomach aches even having to go into school. And I had to deal with the principal, and I had to really handle that very, very difficult. And the school did the best that they could. But the bottom line is, you know, he got older, and of course, if you see my Facebook post, you know the kid's an outstanding athlete. I mean, he's 6'2", about 255 pounds, and he's only 15, and he's a wrestling champion, a football player, and Colorado State powerlifter. I mean, the kid's big, but he used it in his advantage, and he's doing very well as an athlete. But he still tells me, he says, Mom, being bullied a few years ago messed with me. I still don't feel 100% because of the way kids treated me. And I understand that. And Grandmaster Jay Blanton understands that. And that's why he grew up, and he's the bully specialist now. He's written books, and he does talks in schools, and he gives a lot of instruction to karate school owners who have to deal with bullying in their kids who've been bullied. He instructs them on how to handle the victims of bullying. And I just think of his aha moments, his moment where he had to get up and get back in the ring. First of all, was when somebody labeled him mentally retarded as a child, and he wasn't. He's actually a genius, seriously. He's got books and everything out. But this is my point. You can't listen to what people say about you and cause it to take your self-worth. I did a whole show on self-worth last week. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it, please do. Because your sense of self-worth makes all the difference on your availability to be all that you can be in this world. Okay, that's resilience. Now it's time for me to go deeper. This is the part of the show where I really try to reach into the vast spiritual realm and point out very spiritual points about what I'm talking about. I'm going to warn you, I'm very religious. So if you don't mind getting Christy with me, we're going to get Christy. But if you don't want to hear it, then you're done. You can leave now. I am. I don't apologize for being religious. It saved my life. Thank the Lord. Okay. So anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, when somebody speaks something on you, they're actually putting a curse on you to cause you to not be able to achieve everything you need to achieve in this world. The mouth is powerful. The tongue is powerful. And here's the deal. We have the option as spiritual beings to listen to a voice that's going to encourage us or to listen to a voice that's going to bring us down. We have free will to choose. To me, the biggest evil in the world is when someone takes your sense of self-worth. When someone tells you, you can't do something, you'll never make it. Who do you think you are? That's the biggest evil in the world, and that voice does not come from my Father God. That voice comes from the enemy. But God in the Bible says, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Nothing is impossible. All these things will be added unto you, more than what you need. It's what you want. These things can happen for you. If you have, of course, you have to believe. You have to believe in what I believe in if you believe in the Bible, and that's Jesus Christ. But even that aside, what you verbalize is so very powerful that even people closest to you sometimes will be the vessel to bring you down and take away your sense of self-worth. You can't let that stop you. If you choose to listen to the voice that's going to drag you down, that's on you. Make the choice as we go into a new year to listen to the voice that is going to encourage you and uplift you. You were brought into this world for a reason. And as long as you have your breath, and it is not the dying breath, there's a reason for you to be here, simply by the mere fact that you were created in the image of God. We all have a reason to be here. And I want to encourage you, A, I don't care who it is and how close they may be to you, do not listen to any voices that are going to make you feel that you have no confidence and you are unworthy, because they're speaking that on you and it becomes powerful. But you do listen to the people who encourage you and are on the same team as you with what your mission and purpose is in life, because surrounding yourself with that is called a blessing, the opposite of a curse, and it's going to help you go further into this world. Okay, so that's me going a little bit deeper today on the Eden assignment. Remember, your choice. Because when Jesus Christ said, I'm going to die to give you an abundant life, you decide that you pick up that abundant life for yourself and add it to yourself. Nobody's going to force you to do anything. In the time of Christ and Christianity, nothing is forced. Everything is your own free will to choose. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there has to be freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Choose the right way. I talk to a lot of kids in a lot of schools. I say, choose righteousness. What does that mean? It's the opposite of wrongness. Choose right things. Choose good things. Watch who you hang out with if you're a young person listening to me today, and listen to people who are going to support you. What do you do when someone's negative and talks bad and tells you you can't do things around you? The Bible tells you what to do, too. It says, you know what? Take your shoes off and wipe them off real good and then walk out. That's what it says do. That's how much attention you give to somebody who doesn't support you and what you know you're here to do. And don't even give it the time and day of fighting back. Don't justify it. Literally, walk away and go forward and move toward the people that have a sense of light about them and an understanding that are going to work with you. All right, listen, I write for a couple of magazines. I have for over 20 years. If you like inspiration in martial arts philosophy, MA Success Magazine every month and Taekwondo Times, both of them, like I said, I've been a columnist for them for over 20 years. And it's more the stuff of what I've been talking about inspiration-wise. But as we go into a new year, once again, I want to go deeper than inspiration. I want to try to figure out some stuff and how to fix it. And that's a little bit step ahead that's just being a motivational talk. Someone said, you know, you should call yourself a life coach. Eh, whatever. If you can take something I'm telling you and apply it and make your life better, good. Call me whatever you want. All right. I also have four books out. My latest book, They Call Me Master, is Inspiration and Philosophy with a Martial Arts Twist. It's available through Century Martial Arts, the world's leading martial arts supplier. And I have a Facebook group page, Master of Inspiration, Master Karen Eden, Master of Inspiration, about 5,000 or so people. You're welcome to join in, because that's just daily doses of inspiration. And, you know, you're welcome to I'll let you in. You know how that works. Just say you want to come in. That's pretty easy. Hey, and, you know, we're going to keep doing the radio show. I'd like to thank Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, who saw something in me and said, you know what, you need your radio slot. Let's make it happen. He's one of these guys that will always encourage you. He's someone you want to surround yourself with. So thank you, Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. And the AMAA Radio Network every Monday, pre-recorded live, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Mountain, and, of course, available 24/7 anytime after once the show is posted. This is Karen Eden with the Eden Assignment saying thank you so much. I'm truly honored. I hope something I say will make a difference in your life. If you want to tell your friends about us, when they can tune us in or where they can find the link, if you yourself would like to be on my show, I'm listening, man. Hit me up and let me know what you got going on. We appreciate you. And as we head into the new year, don't get too caught up on the holiday stuff, guys. You know, a lot of people, I'm depressed. It's the holidays. I'm alone. I'm depressed. Blah, blah, blah. It's 3 days. Get back in the ring. Find your breath. Stand up. You can do 3 days. You know, take the other 362 days and focus on how you can be the best version of you. People like me, we're not even thinking about holidays anymore. We're already into 2018. Well into 2018. Planning. What can we do? How can we make it better? How can we help make a difference in this world? Whatever the goal is, we're already out there. Christmas is long out of our head. And that's the way you got to kind of look at it. You know, don't get too caught up into the emotionalism of all the dumb commercials and everything and all the stupid stuff you see on Facebook about how happy everybody is, because trust me, some of it's not true, but don't tell nobody. Okay, a lot of that stuff's not true. People do the best they can. You know, and why I always say this, you know, I'm actually a trained clinical pastor, and I had to study, and I had to get a degree in that. And I got to tell you, a lot of times people will make a big deal about the one thing that is probably bothersome the most in their life. And so just keep that in mind, guys. Stay evenly keyed and evenly balanced, and look forward on being, again, the best version of you for 2018. I want to sign off right now. So thank you so much. I totally enjoyed working with you on this very first Eden assignment, and I look forward to bigger and better things next year with you. I am praying for you. God bless you. You have a good week, and we will see you next Monday on the Eden assignment. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Joe Corley with a quick offer for all of our friends here at the AMAA. As you know, we never get a second chance at our first impression. So for those of you who could use some help with your first impression on your Facebook pages, on Instagram, and on your website, we're offering a special discount here from our Social Media Marketing Warriors team. Take a note if you can and check Facebook at Joe Corley's Social Media Marketing Warriors page. Take a quick look at some of our videos, then reach out to me on Messenger and I'll be happy to put together a personalized sample video for you so you can see what the high definition video will look like online. That's Joe Corley's Social Media Marketing Warriors, and in your message mention AMAA discount. I look forward to speaking soon. All the best.
This program is brought to you by the American Martial Arts Alliance and Who's Who in the Martial Arts. Visit our website so you can own a copy of Who's Who in the Martial Arts. This book is considered as the martial arts history book. Visit our website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com, or give us a call, 919-489-6100.